November 28, by grace alone. The universe is waiting. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Luke 14:23. In this speck of a world, the whole heavenly universe manifests the greatest interest, for Christ has paid an infinite price for the souls of its inhabitants. Everything in the universe calls upon those who know the truth to consecrate themselves unreservedly to the proclamation of the truth as it has been made known to them in the third angel's message. The working of satanic agencies calls every Christian to stand in his lot. The work given us is a great and important one, and in it are needed wise, unselfish men who understand what it means to give themselves to unselfish lay effort to save souls. But there is no need for the service of men who are lukewarm, for such men Christ cannot use. Men and women are needed whose hearts are touched with human suffering, and whose lives give evidence that they are receiving and imparting light and life and grace. The people of God are to come close to Christ in self-denial and sacrifice, their one aim being to give the message of mercy to all the world. Some will work in one way and some in another, as the Lord shall call and lead them, but they are all to strive together, seeking to make the work a perfect whole. The church will not retrograde while the members seek help from the throne of grace, that they may not fail to cooperate in the great work of saving the souls that are on the brink of ruin. The heavenly universe is waiting for consecrated channels through which God can communicate with his people and through them with the world. God will work through a consecrated, self-denying church, and he will reveal his spirit in a visible and glorious manner, especially in this time when Satan is working in a masterly manner to deceive the souls of both ministers and the people. Will not the church awake to her responsibility? God is waiting to impart the spirit of the greatest missionary the world has ever known to those who will work with self-denying, self-sacrificing consecration.